We head to the second quarter at Kenan Stadium in Chapel Hill, the state 7A championship game. Clayton Comets off to a 7-0 lead over the Grimsley Whirlies, and the Comets have the ball inside the Whirlies' red zone, but they face third down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Dave Pulaski with Drew Brackett alongside, and Drew, we were talking about Clayton. They have been some giant killers this year. They ended Cleveland's 61-game regular season winning streak on Halloween. They avenged that earlier season loss to Southeast Raleigh in the playoffs, then the road win over top seed Cardinal Gibbons. There's one thing to say about these Comets. They're not going to be intimidated by the Whirlies in that 30-game winning streak.
No, not at all. And this is Comets team just having a great season, peaking at the right time. You know, the defense playing lights out, and we've seen it so far tonight against the Whirlies. You know, Faison Brandon just 1 for 2, and the running game really hasn't gotten going for Grimsley. Meanwhile, on the other side, this Clayton offense, Aiden Smalls taking over the ball game early on.
And he will lead his offense back out onto the field for third down and 10 from the Grimsley 19. Three wide receivers off to the left, one to the right. The ball's on the right hash mark as now the Comets go from right to left across your radio. White jerseys, royal blue pants, white helmets. And the wishbone C in royal blue on each side of the helmet. From the gun, Smalls takes a chest-high snap. Now he's going to head up the middle, throws, and passes incomplete. Was making the late decision to go for Austin Dalton at about the 3-yard line. The pass was about 3 yards behind him. It's going to set up fourth down now.
Yeah, at first I thought that Smalls was just going to take off, but he tried to throw that one and nobody home, and it brings up the fourth down.
It's going to be fourth down and 10 from the 19-yard line. It would be about a 36-37-yard try. Nate Lunger's long field goal this year is from 28. He's only 3 for 9 on field goals this season, so they're going to keep the offense on the field. Play clock now at 6 seconds as they break the huddle. Scott Chadwick recognizes that, and he is going to spend his second timeout of the half with 11:55 to go in the second quarter. Clayton with a 7-0 lead over Grimsley and a big fourth down and 10 coming up.
It is, Dave, and the difference so far, I've talked about it multiple times now, has been Aiden Smalls and his ability to extend the play. When you have a quarterback like that who's able to get out of the pocket and take off and make a difference and run for the first down, you have to respect that. And so the defenders come crashing in, and that allows the receivers to get open. We've seen that early on.
Scott Chadwick, his fourth season as Clayton's head coach, 38-12 during his time in Clayton. Really says that this community embraced him when he ended up joining the Comets. He was, of course, a former high school head coach in Maryland, won a state championship with Bowie back in 2001. He's also been a high school coach in North Carolina. Coach Drake May at Myers Park during one of his more recent stops. He was also a head coach at Marvin Ridge. Ended up coaching in college. He was the director of recruiting operations for Maryland in 2020 and 2021. I asked him when I saw him at Media Day on Monday, you know, what did you learn from that experience with the Terps? He said, I learned that I'm a high school football coach. Great personality, wonderful to talk to, and three straight 10-win seasons for Clayton, only the second time in program history that they've done that. Now trying to get a state title to add to that trophy case. Fourth down and 10 out of the timeout from the Grimsley 19-yard line. Aiden Smalls from the shotgun. Trip wide out to the left. He takes a snap. Back to throw. Pump fakes. Now looks. Far sideline. Overthrown and incomplete. Whirlies take over on downs as they get the huge defensive stop that they needed.
Yeah, you had one-on-one coverage on the outside there. Patrick Carter doing a great job on the receiver, and the ball was high. So that one, turnover on downs for the Whirlies. Big play. It's brought to you by Bobo's Deli and Grill, your pregame meal stop on Robin Hood Road in Winston-Salem.
It's kind of like a pitcher there. He dropped his elbow, and as he did, the ball ended up soaring over the head of the receiver. So big opportunity here for Grimsley. First and 10 from their own 19-yard line after the fourth down stop. 11:50 to go in the first half. It is Clayton up 7-0. Now on first down, they're going to hand it off. Getting the carry is Jordan Davis, the freshman wide receiver who initially lined up wide, then went into the backfield and ends up getting the carry and picking up about 5 yards to the 24.
Yeah, don't see Davis too much, but he's able to make a contribution here in the second quarter of a championship game.
Of course, Jordan Davis kind of filled in for Caden Cato after he left the game early last week. Now second down and five. Brandon takes a shotgun snap. Looks, surveys, nobody open, then stumbles as he tried to cut up field. Ended up slipping on the grass. That worn down grass at around the 25-yard line. It's going to take a loss of two back to the 22 and sets up third and seven.
Well, Brandon was looking downfield. He was trying to extend the play there and take off. But once he cut up field, I think he tripped on his offensive lineman's heel. Turf might have gotten him too, but it's a he didn't pick up anything, and it's third and seven.
Yeah, he stumbled and then stepped on the back of Nick Cachabara's right foot. And now third down and seven. Low snap. Brandon back to throw. Takes it. Looks. Fires near sideline. Catch made along the near sideline. And a diving attempt out of bounds by Caden Cato. What a grab to move the sticks.
Well, you saw Cato was working one-on-one on that near sideline. And, man, what timing. Brandon threw that ball before Cato even made his cut outside. And a beautiful catch by Cato to pick up the first down. Wow.
Gain of 12 to the 34-yard line. Now first down and 10 for Grimsley. Clock stops with 10:32 to go in the first half. Worley's down 7-0. They'll go with two wide receivers to each side. Now they'll flip it ahead to Kyan Battle. Battle running left, trying to get around the edge. He does. Battle around the corner, up across the 45-50-yard line, and steps out of bounds in the Clayton bench on the Comets side of the field. Kyan Battle on that little jet sweep shovel pass is able to get... They're going to actually say he stepped out at the 45 of Grimsley. So that's going to end up being about a gain of 12 yards to the 46. But nonetheless, nice play by the Whirlies to help move the chains. From the left hash mark, first down and 10 at their own 46. Brandon takes a snap, design rollout to the right, sets up, looks, lobs downfield, looking for Cato. He drops it! Off of his hands at the 16-yard line. He was wide open. He was starting to look at that Carolina blue end zone, and all of a sudden, the ball goes off his fingertips.
I think he was a little too wide open, Dave. Kind of like, you know, in basketball, when you're just too wide open for three, he thought about it and was thinking about where he was going to go next and dropped that one, unfortunately.
Second down and 10 now for Grimsley. From the 46-yard line, that was almost the big play strike that Brandon and Cato have specialized in. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left, and now with the play clock running down to zero, Darryl Brown gets the timeout just before the play clock expires and the delay of game kicks in. So now each team with one timeout remaining here in this first half, and still 10:18 to go in the second quarter.
Well, you certainly don't want to get your that to ding your confidence if you're Cato. He's a terrific receiver, and, you know, things happen for sure. Drops happen. So you just want to bounce back, forget about that, move on to the next play because you're in a championship game, and, you know, you want to keep this drive going.
Remember when Faison Brandon made his return from the thumb injury, that was the second round of the state playoffs against Wes Cabarrus. His first play, his first pass attempt was a 70-yard touchdown over the top to Caden Cato. So no strangers to the big play, no strangers to that game-breaking ability. And that time, Cato just lost his concentration in the moment.
Yeah, he did, and he was wide open. A beautiful throw from Brandon. So now you want to go back at second down. You're starting to settle into this game and, you know, just keep things going. And it, for one, they've cleaned up the penalties. That's been a huge difference maker, but just getting settled in against this Clayton defense.
So out of the timeout, it'll be second down and 10 for Grimsley at their own 46-yard line. And now the chant of Let's Go Whirlies coming from the near sideline here from the fans who made the 50 or so mile trip from Greensboro. Brandon in the shotgun, two wideouts to each side. On second down, thigh-high snap to Brandon, under pressure, now escapes, eludes, spins, and he gets brought down in the backfield for a sack. It's going to go for a loss of a yard. Tyler Williams gets the finishing blow, The second-year transfer from Corinth Holders, 5'11", 295-pound senior for a loss of one to make it third down and 11.
Well, and just nobody opened downfield for Brandon. Tried to escape, but no, brought down on the play by Tyler Williams.
So third down. Ball's in the middle of the field as Grimsley goes from left to right. And now timeout, Scott Chadwick. So that will be the last remaining timeout for Clayton in this first half. Again, didn't like the alignment going into the third down play. Didn't like the personnel that he had out there. And this chess match between a couple of head coaches with more than 200 wins in their career continues here in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to see it throughout tonight, right? I mean, it's a long game, and we have two terrific teams, two terrific coaches. And, yeah, so far, 7-0. You know, we've had a couple of turnovers on downs. So it's been a competitive one here tonight.
Clayton making their fifth all-time state championship game appearance. 1-3 in those state title games. 1966. We lost 55-7 to Ahoskie in a 2A sectional matchup. That was before you had the true state champion. You had it divided into two different regions. Then in 1977, lost to Charlotte Catholic in the 2A final, 42-20. Then 28-21 to Swain County in 1979. And then that 1989 championship that we told you about, winning on their home field against Monroe, 16-0. Trying to get state championship number two in their first in 36 years. Grimsley, meanwhile, going after state title number 10 in their program history. And third in the last six seasons. Out of the timeout, third down and 11 for the Whirlies at their own 45. Empty backfield for Brandon. Takes the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Looks. Fires near sideline. Jordan Davis makes a catch. Eludes a tackle and lunges forward for the first down. Great job by the freshman as he was able to get away from the tackle, making the catch 3 yards shy of the line to gain, and then was able to power his way forward to move the sticks.
Big play from Jordan Davis. It's presented by Northwest Ace, the helpful place. Measure twice, shop once. Ace on Robin Hood Road in Winston-Salem. Say hello to Eric, the new fella in charge.
So first down and 10 now for the Whirlies at the 44-yard line as that picked up 12 yards. Now Brandon fakes the pitch. He's going to keep it himself. Races up the middle into the secondary. Lost the football at the end. And diving on top of it to maintain the possession was Kyan Battle. Right place, right time. It was a big gain by Faison Brandon of 24 yards who coughed it up at the end. But Battle able to preserve it.
Yeah, Brandon just took it up the middle. A great read by him and then broke some tackles near the end of the run. He's stiff-arming a man on his left. And a defender came in from his right. Hit him on the arm and got the football loose. Battle able to hop on it, though.
Looked like it was punched out by Charles Smith, the safety. But Kyan Battle, right place, right time. Sets up first down and 10 now for the Whirlies at the Clayton 20. Brandon from the shotgun. Michael Williams starts left, now doubles back to the right, now cuts inside, inside the 10-yard line, and down to the 9. Nice moves by Michael Williams. Had everything clogged up in his initial path. Ends up doubling back to the right and picks up 11 yards for a first down.
I wasn't sure how he was getting out of that one, but man, he's just able to continue to move his legs and stay afloat and then drag a couple of tacklers with him to pick up the first down.
First down and goal at the 9. Williams gets the carry again. This time he'll muscle his way down to the 7 on a gain of 2 yards. Nice sportsmanship from both sides. Imari Givens, linebacker, helping Nick Kashibara up. And now second down and goal at the 7-yard line for the Whirlies. It's 7-0 Clayton, 8:16 to go in the first half. But the Whirlies driving toward the end zone that says Tar Heels to our right. On second and goal, Brandon pump fakes. Now he's going to take off up the middle and closing in a couple of white jerseys to make the stop. It's going to be no gain on the play. Again, Keyshawn Stancil comes in to make the stop along with Jordan Hamm as they sandwich Brandon at the line of scrimmage.
And Brandon looking downfield, but the pocket collapsed fairly quickly. He had to step up and was sacked on the play.
Keyshawn Stansel, rated as the number 5 high school recruit in North Carolina among seniors, and we're seeing why so far. Third down and goal at the 7. Brandon in the shotgun. Ball's on the right hash mark. 2 wideouts to each side. Faze on Brandon. Looks, fires, has a man. Catch made inside the 5-yard line. Driving toward the goal is Hudson Cooper, and he gets in. Touchdown, Grimsley. Hudson Cooper just wouldn't give up on the play and is able to get across the goal line for 6.
Man, really threading the needle there from Brandon as Cooper was covered like glue on the play. It was one-on-one coverage, and Cooper able to fight through the tackle and spin into the end zone. Wow.
Daniel Lovelace Davis had his arms wrapped around Hudson Cooper's hips as he made the catch at the 3-yard line, but Cooper just wouldn't go down. Now Chase Hallmantle on for the extra point to try and tie it. Cooper the holder. Snap, placement, kick is on the way. It is up and it is good. And with 7:20 to go in the first half, the Whirlies answer. It's now 7-7. Clayton and Grimsley in this State 7A championship.